What are we going to do when the electronics play out? I noticed Chuck kind of drug his feet there a while ago when he said, the Lord speaks to you. Well, God does speak to his friends. And he calls us friends. Amen. I'd like to give you a little encouragement. God speaks to his friends. You find in Isaiah, the 30th chapter and about the 21st verse, it says, "And thine ears shall hear a word behind you, saying, this is the way, walk ye in it." I remember Brother Gray's testimony when he asked his wife, what do you want to eat tonight? So they saddled on rabbit. So he went out and killed the rabbit. Wife cooked and everything. He started to dig into that rabbit. And he heard the voice of God behind him saying, don't eat that rabbit. So he started to grab a hold of that rabbit again. The Spirit of God says, don't eat that rabbit. He says, I can't eat this rabbit. Told his wife, says, I can't eat this rabbit. And that wasn't the first rabbit they ate. But he said, I don't know if it was Wednesday night service, but the next service that he went to, when he walked in the church, a man handed him a tract of clean and unclean meats. You see, the voice of God, it stays with the Word of God. Amen. Don't ever follow a voice that does not line up with God's Word. Amen. And if you hadn't read through God's Word, you don't know what the Word is. Amen. See? So you need to start from Genesis and read all the way through. That will give you a knowledge of God's Word. You won't understand it all, but at least you'll have a knowledge of what's in it. Most of the ministers referred to the God's Ten Commandments, his spiritual law, and I will too. It's nice when God just brings things. We'll come down to a real simple level here. Two and two is four. Now that's pretty well simple. The scripture says, my sheep hear my voice. And God spoke all of these words. Did you hear that? My sheep hear my voice. And God spoke all of these words. It's the goats that don't hear. And you look there in the last part of that 20th chapter of Exodus, and the people says to Moses, let not God speak to us no more, lest we die. But my friends, let me include you in on something. Sometimes if God don't speak to you, you will die. You'll fall into misery and troubles because you did not hear the voice of God. 1 Chronicles 27 and James 2 and 23 says, Abraham was called the friend of God. Friends talk to friends. Amen? Amen? Friends talk to friends. Abraham went and rescued a bunch of people. gave them their homes back, their lands back. It was the people of Sodom and Gomorrah. Abraham risked his life, took his people with him, and went out and rescued these people. Lot was with them, gave everything back to them. But those people, in a very short time, forgot God. They forgot God, what he had did for them. You'd be surprised at people that's been in church and they'll forget what God's did for them. I don't want to never forget. And so sometimes the word of God is kind of strange to me. I wonder, you know, the scripture says and God came down and says, we're going to see if the report's right. Believe me, God knows the report's right or wrong. But anyway, so Abraham looked up and said, he's seen three people. He says, my brothers, turn in. Let me fix you something. Let me wash your feet. And he did. And God says, shall I hide from Abraham what I'm about to do? Did you hear that? And God says, shall I hide from Abraham what I'm about to do? But evidently, God revealed that he was going to Sodom and Gomorrah and destroy those sinners. Because Abraham started a little dealing with the Lord. Lord, if there's so many, will you destroy the place? Okay. And then you know the story. It went on right down to 10. He said, okay. There was not 10 people that remembered what God had did for them. They went right back into sin and wickedness. And God destroyed them all. It's nice when God gives you, let me put it to you this way. You remember the guy last time that said God's going to shut the water off? Then we're having all these flood rains up here in Tennessee and people getting drowned. Revelations hadn't changed, people, just because people in Tennessee is getting drowned. God is going to shut the water off. God is going to shut the water off. And you need to hear the voice of God during these times that you will know what to do. Lot was blessed. He had a whole 12 hours in advance. You just think you want a prophet to come into your town or into your house and say, boy, if you prophesied something, I want to see it today. No, you don't. No, you don't. You better enjoy these days of grace. You better enjoy going out with Jimmy Ketchum and feeding you. We got the abundance of everything. You need to enjoy it. And say, thank you, dear God, for the abundance of everything. Amen. Hallelujah. And Jimmy took us down through his neighborhood there, and there's a lot of wealthy people lives over there. And I went up there, and when I went to the trip up there, and a little further north, went down the river there, the lake, whatever they call it there, Kentucky Lake, I think. There's a lot of wealthy people there, too. But you know something? When God cuts the groceries off, the big homes, the big ski boats, the big yachts, All the tinker toys that people have to enjoy won't mean anything. The most thing you'll want is something to eat and something to drink. And it's nice to hear the voice of God to lead and guide you. Hallelujah. If you read John 15:15, it says, friends will know what God is about to do. Jesus says, I don't call you servants, for a servant knoweth not what his master does. But I call you friends. Amen? I hope you're a friend of God. Friends know what God is about to do. Abraham was called the friend of God. He realized what God was about to do. Hallelujah. That's found in Genesis 18:17. And the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham that which I do? We know the end of the story. He told Lot to flee to the mountain. He didn't do it at first. But let me tell you something. If God tells you to do something, you're going to have to do it. He said, well, let me just flee to this little town. Go ahead then. But where did he wind up at? He wound up in the mountain where God told him to go. You eventually have to do what God says or be destroyed. It's just that simple. I have a bad situation there, but notice this. God didn't tell him he had to stay in that mountain forever. Did you get that? I've got a paper mill there probably about 25 miles from my house. It puts out a tremendous flume of smoke. Anybody around paper mills, you know that. But I can't see that flume of smoke 25 miles away. Abraham wasn't on the other side of the world from Lot. He saw the destruction, the smoke boiling up from the destruction of that wicked place. So he wasn't on the other side of the world. So Lot could have joined Abraham again if he so desired to. If you read Luke 21:35-36, God says, God's people will not be caught in the snare. What's it talking about there? It's talking about the day of judgment that's coming upon this earth, and it's going to be like a snare. You know what a snare is? It's something that catches an animal real quick. It's got him. You can't get out of it. Revelation says, come out of Babylon, lest ye be partakers of her sins. Well, you got to know what Babylon is. And right now, Brother Don can't give you that answer. But I'll tell you one thing. You need to come out of sin. If you're in any kind of sin, don't walk in it. If you're walking in any kind of sin, you're not under the grace of God. You can be judged in the moment and twinkling of an eye. So God don't want his people to be caught in a snare. Hallelujah. God speaks to his people. He always has and always will. Now, you can get a quickening of God's Holy Spirit, too. But God speaks in an audible voice. He spoke real good Hebrew to Saul. He knows every language there is. You know why? because he's the one that confounded the language in the beginning and gave people all these different languages. So he knows every language. He speaks real clear. I'm not one of these people who says you need to get up and go and leave unless God tells you to. But sometimes God will tell you to stay put. Did you hear that? I said sometimes God will tell you to stay put. Even when it looks like, boy, you just need to go down to Egypt. That's what Isaac did. Things were getting rough in that country. Famine was hitting. Well, he knows what to do. His dad, Abraham, he went to Egypt when things got tough. You just go down to Egypt. So he was headed to Egypt. Guess what? God spoke to him and said, don't go down to Egypt. I say the scripture says, and God spoke to him and said, don't go down to Egypt. Guess what? He didn't. He sold in the land and brought forth a hundredfold. If you do what God tells you to do, even though the situation looks like you need to do it the opposite way, do what God tells you to do. Just do what God tells you to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Luke, the 21st chapter and the 25th verse, God's people has always known what's going on. Back in the 60s, when everybody thought they had to have drugs, get their mind wiped out, there was an old saying come out of that. Man, what's happening? That's the old saying that came out of the drug world. You know why they said that? They were so drugged up, they didn't know what was happening. That's right. They were so drugged up, they didn't know what was happening. So that's where that saying comes from. What's happening? God's people knows what's happening. They're discerning the signs of the time. Jesus said, you can tell when it's going to rain. He said, how is it that you can't discern the signs of the time? There's one thing about prophecy. Sometimes prophecy, God don't give you a date for it. Amen? Sometimes in prophecy, he don't say, well, it's going to happen 3 days from now at 4:00. He don't say that. And sometimes it's not going to happen in 200 years at 4:00. But all prophecy will be fulfilled. And you don't want to get caught in a snare, misery, and sadness when God has prophesied something through his prophets. Rachel weeping for her children and would not be comforted, for they are not. This prophecy was prophesied hundreds of years before it wound up on the doorstep around Bethlehem and the surrounding area. When Herod rolled in with his men of war and killed all the kids from 2 years and under, somebody got caught in a snare. Somebody got caught in misery. You know why? They didn't understand the prophecy. They didn't hear the voice of God saying, get up and leave. God talks to his people. Hallelujah! They were not told to get up and leave. They got caught in a snare and their kids were dashed to pieces, just like the prophecy was fulfilled. But they didn't get the one that was they was after. Joseph was someone that loved God. And God loved him. And they were friends. And he was warned in a dream to get up and take the child Jesus to Egypt. Did you hear that? He was warned to get up and take the child Jesus to Egypt. And he didn't wait 2 weeks to pick up his paycheck to go. He got up and left when God spoke to him. Sometimes you have to do things when God tells you to do it. And you always have to do things just like he tells you to do. Or if you don't, you'll be chargeable. When much is given, much is required, the scripture says. God's people will always know what's going on. They can discern the signs of the time because they're looking. They're listening. They're not drunk with the things of this world. A drunkard don't know what's going on. You're hopped up on dope and stuff, you don't know what's going on. You're hopped up on the things of this world, your lust of this world is so great, you don't know what's going on. All you know is you wanted that red car, and all it got's black and blue, and you want it on that red one. Amen? That's how ridiculous people are. They will throw a fit if they can't get the right color. But brother, when it gets tough, you ain't gonna know. You won't care what color that car is. If you just got a ride to get on down the road, that color ain't gonna mean nothing to you whatsoever. Amen? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. God's people has always known what's going on. How is it that you cannot discern the signs of the time? Jesus said they should have known who was sitting there and talking to him. They didn't realize who it was. But there were some wise men. There were some wise men that knew what was going on. There's still some wise men today, people. They know what is going on. And so they went into Judah there in Jerusalem. Everything happens for a purpose. I don't know why God shut the light off for those people, but he did. Don't ever get in a hurry just because you ain't got the answer today. Did you hear that? Don't ever get in a hurry just because God didn't give you the answer today. Don't ever think that David always got the answer from God. He didn't do it. You'll find out in the Psalms, he says, Lord, how long are you going to forget me? Forever? So King David didn't always get his answer every day He might have had to wait around for it. So don't get in a big hurry to get in the snare. You wait upon God and listen to His voice. Yes, God does speak in an audible voice. Hallelujah. And sometimes God will put us in the pressure cooker. I've been there. And when you get in that pressure cooker, you find out, I've got to do it this way to get out of this cooker. I don't see no way out. But God's got a way out, brother. If you just hold on, He'll be with you. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll be with you even to the end. When this depression kind of first hit, they kind of publicized it on TV a pretty good bit. I don't have a TV. But I listen to the radio news, read the papers. And they were showing these tent cities. People that done lost everything. I mean, talking about hard working people. They wasn't on the welfare. They just lost their job. Guess what? You can get that car or that home on credit. But like my uncle says, you can borrow that money, but you got to pay it back with all that interest. And so when they lost their job, like this poor old boy did, they had to sign that contract. I will pay so much every month. I know nobody's in here did that before. I will pay so much a month. Boom, I lost my job. I didn't get a job. And next thing you know, I'm 3 months behind. Well, I got a pretty good banker down there, and he extends the note. That's nice. That's called grace. He gave me something that I wasn't entitled to. That's what grace is, people. You're not entitled to it, but Jesus Christ gave us all grace. But grace is coming to an end. It's coming to an end. And so I paid a little bit on it, got the interest paid up a little bit. Next thing you know, I couldn't even pay the interest. Well, I got more grace from the banker. We'll just real extend that note. That is a miracle. I wish I would have been in there in the spirit listening to the people in the bank, because when I did air conditioning work, I worked for a lot of those people, and they knew me, that I was an honest person and everything. And I'll guarantee you, some of them would say, give that boy another chance. It's nice to have a good name, the scripture says. If you got a good name, it will help you out. And so I came up on the third round. That's a double portion blessing. When they extend that note the third time and you still can't pay it. And I was listening to a radio program there and listening to all these sad stories, because they were sad. I was in the same boat. We're talking about brilliant-minded people that knows computers. They had left New York City going to the Silicon Valley for the green pasture with us. They had finally got enough money to make it out there, and they made it out there, and guess what? They couldn't find a job. Brilliant-minded people. There's brilliant-minded people out of work today, people. And I said, Lord, that's just like me. I know a lot of trades, and I just cannot find a job. And the Spirit of God spoke to me and said, son, don't number yourself with the world. God will talk to you. Don't ever number yourself with the world, because you're not of the world. And so I said, well, I'm going to do this just like Hezekiah did it. You know, he kind of got in the pressure cooker there. They was going to come in there and destroy the police and everything else. So he just brought the letters and sent them before the Lord. I said, I'm going to do that. I get all my bills up, kneel down to the floor, you know, and before my knees hit the floor, the Spirit of God says, son, don't bring those bills before me no more. I said, thank you, Lord Jesus. When God speaks to you, it gives you a peace that's beyond this world. My home is paid for in full. God honors his word. Like the brother says, you have to get out of that bed and go to work, though, when you get a job. And so everything that I own is paid for. I'm not living in a tent. I know how to live one day at a time, though. And a lot of people can't do that. We had one of those farmers down there that when they get refurnished, they get that big checkbook. It's about this thick, about this wide. They have some of them hundreds of thousands of dollars. They can just write those checks, baby. Let them fly. And guess what? You're in debt terribly when you're in that situation. Then the next year, you know, you kind of had a bad year that year. Didn't quite come out of the hole. So you go up to that banker there, and you think you're going to get another big check, but just keep writing that wallpaper up. And he says, I can't do that. You're too far in debt. We got to foreclose on you. Guess what the man did? He had just built a big, beautiful home. But the banker says, I can't finance your loan anymore. He went out there in his barn and blew his head off. God's people will never do that. Did you hear that? It don't make no difference if you get foreclosed on. The Word of God says he gives his people a sound mind. And you'll always have faith. It don't make no difference how tough it gets. You will always have faith that God's going to see you through it. And people, we're headed to bad news. The scripture says, the nation that forgets God, he will turn it into hell. That word hell has a meaning. You can look it up in the Webster Dictionary, and it agrees perfectly with the Word of God. The rich man and the poor man. Father Abraham, send somebody to my brothers. Where was the rich man? He woke up in hell. Father Abraham, send someone to my brothers that they don't come to this place of torment. That's the meaning of hell. It's a place of tormented. Get your Webster dictionary and it'll tell you the same thing. It's a place of torment. And without the faith of God, the peace of God, these people are in debt right now. They've lost their job and don't know what they're going to do. Brother, they're in torment unless you have the peace of God in your mind. Worry will kill you. It will flat kill you. Stress and worry will get the best of you. There's a scripture you'll find in Job. Now, there was a man that was in the pressure cooker, sure enough. God allowed him to be there. He wanted to die. But he makes this statement. In it's a good one. If you know someone that wants to commit suicide, just refer to Job, to this statement in Scripture. He says, God will not suffer me to take my breath. And that's what people do when they commit suicide. They take their own breath. But all the misery that he was in, he held on to faith. He says, even though God destroys me, yet in this flesh I shall see God. In other words, he said, Lord, you said the blessings is up on your people. I'm going to hold you to it. Brother Chuck, when God spoke to you to do the thing, what you did what he did, just like he told Hezekiah, put the lump of figs on you. Don't argue with God. Just go ahead and do it. God knows tomorrow. And he says he's the only one that knows the future. Only God sees tomorrow. And he's seen yesterday, and he's surely seen today. The children of God knows what's going on. Get back to the wise men of the East, and I'll let you go. They knew what was going on. God had revealed to them a sign from heaven. It was not a natural star. You can get that out of your mind. It was a spiritual star. When God reveals things to you, they're spiritual things. His angels are spirits. Thank God for his ministering spirits. And I imagine if Peter was here, he would say, praise God for his ministering spirit. They come into that prison, turned on the lights, but the guard was still sitting in darkness. But it was light to him. And they walked right through four quadrant of soldiers. That's 16 people that didn't see him walk out of that prison. And sometimes God refreshes my mind in a simple way. He said, son, when that angel descended down there and rolled back that stone when Jesus was buried, he said, that angel didn't reach over and grab a hold of that stone. God does things his way. He don't have to reach over and grab a stone. He'll just speak to it or whatever. And that stone moved out of the way. It wasn't there to let Jesus out. He was already gone. That was to let the women in to see that he wasn't there no more. Praise God. So anyway, the wise men knew what was going on because the scripture says that Abraham would teach his children the things of God. And I believe these were the heirs that Abraham sent to the east. They had been taught the things of God. And God revealed to them that the Messiah was born, had came. And Jesus said to the people, how is it that you cannot discern the signs of the time? How is it for those people that was in Bethlehem, were their little kids that got slaughtered, that did not discern the signs of the time of that prophecy? Think about it. Every prophecy of God is coming to pass. Don't get caught in the snare. Be in a place that God can talk to you. Give you one more illustration, and I'll let you go. These are wonderful little tinker toys. They call cell phones. You'd be surprised how many teenagers killed themselves and crippled up because of text messaging. They hadn't got enough sense that you cannot drive a car and text message. You just can't do it. There was a young girl there down at home running 70 miles an hour and text messaging. Got tore up real bad. She lived through it. So I guess she's got a good witness how she lived through text messaging at 70 miles an hour. But these are tinker toys. You got places, and I got one on my dad's place down there that he left us. They're called dead zones. And they make a lot of advertisement about that. Comical. But there's places that these cell phones just can't get out. You can punch all the buttons you want to punch, and they ain't going to get out. But let me leave this with you that I'm going to shut up. God hadn't got any dead zones. Did you hear that? God hasn't got any dead zones. He will talk to you at any time that He wants to. He talks in a clear voice. And He tells us when we talk to people, talk in an understanding voice that they can understand. God does not break His own law. May God bless you.